great to see everyone this morning. Happy Mother's Day to all the ladies. I hope that you feel very cherished and special today, and that you will also because of the service. Now, we are doing Mother's Day a little bit differently this year, actually last year as well, where we don't only want to celebrate moms, but we actually want to celebrate womanhood. Okay, so it's not just about being a mother, it is about the beauty of being a woman. So, without further ado, can I please ask all the women, teens, preteens, all the women, if you guys can please stand and remain standing. Can I look around you? This is the majority of us. Please remain standing. Let's give these women a hand. And let's say a prayer for them while they are standing. Let's say a prayer for the ladies in our lives. Father, we thank you for this gift that you have given us by putting women in our lives. For we as men would have an incredibly gray and bland life without them. And I pray that today as we go through the service, as we share different things, my prayer is that each and every woman standing right now would know that they are loved and that they are valued and that they are special both for you and for us as the men in their lives and as part of this congregation. Father, please help them to feel celebrated for who they are in every possible way. We love you. We pray in your son's name. Amen. The Bible is filled with wonderful women, whether it be Ruth, Esther, Sarah, Mary, or the Marys, I don't even know how to pronounce it. Shevra and Pua. I don't know if you guys know who they were. They were the two midwives when Pharaoh said kill the babies. They refused to do it, and life was too sacred for them. I think this room is filled with wonderful women that many of us can attest to. And our world, the world that we live in, is filled with wonderful women. If you were to describe women, and I'm not necessarily talking about your wife, your mother, or your grandmother, but women in general, how would you describe them? If you were to describe them in one word, what would it be? In Genesis chapter 2, verse 19, the Bible says that for Adam, no suitable helper was found. So the Lord God caused man, Adam, to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of Adam's ribs and then closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman, in Hebrew, Isha, from the rib, and that he had taken out of Adam, and brought her to Adam. Adam then said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called Isha, for she was taken out of man, Ish." Isha came from Ish. I believe the Bible gives us here very strong evidence that Adam was Afrikaans. Because when he saw the woman, he said, "Aitsa." But we translated it to Isha. Imagine you bump into an alien, and I'm not saying there are aliens, but imagine that you're bumping into an alien, saying that they are visiting from a different planet. And on this planet, they found a book called the Bible, where they read about Isha. And so they have traveled over galaxies and millions of miles to come and find out more about Isha, because they only have men on their planet. He goes on to tell you about the long and doomy distance that he has traveled to come and learn from you as a man. And he approaches you as a man and he says to you, "I want you, man, to describe woman Isha to me in as many words as you can." The man then turns to the alien and says, "Listen, indeed, Isha is a very mysterious creature that is very hard to explain." So the alien again says to the man, "If you cannot do it in a sentence or a paragraph, just do it in one word. What would the word be?" That's been the question that I've been thinking about over the last couple of days. If I was able to describe woman, and I'm referring to woman, not to a mother, not to a grandmother, not to your wife, but just woman. If I were to describe them in one word, what would that word be? And for me, that word would be or is beauty. Why beauty? Yes, there is the outward beauty of women, the way women dress, the way that they are able to completely change their look, even in a moment's notice. My wife changed about 3 times this morning. Every time I walked past her, she looked differently. They are able to change completely. They can change their look, their hairstyle, whether it's braids, a GHD, some hair color, jewelry, shoes, or even sandals. Only a woman has the ability to make a foot look beautiful. Have you ever seen a man with a beautiful foot? And yet, as my wife and I were at Woolworths this week, there was standing in front of us a woman. I said, look at that beautiful foot. And it's the way, obviously, that she decorated the foot. Women have the ability to make everything beautiful. But not only do they make themselves beautiful, they are able to make the environment around them beautiful. My wife, as through the years of our marriage, she has turned our house into a home. I come from an environment where the first time when I moved out of the house and moved into my own place was, what free furniture can we get? Who's willing to give us anything? And the fact that they match or mismatch, that is irrelevant. We now have furniture and I'm living in a palace. And yet through the years, my wife has changed that. And wherever we have lived, whatever we have done, she has made our house a home. But it's not because she is my wife. It is because she's a woman. And God has made her to make things around her beautiful. Women are able to bring beauty to everything that they do. We, last week or the week before, we are planning a year-end banquet for the church, which we will tell you more about, and it's not going to be at Para High School. It's actually going to be a very stately affair. And as we met with the coordinator of the venue, it's a beautiful estate, and speaking through the detail of everything and what everything will cost, as the man, I'm interested in one thing, and that is price. And then Steph and Karen were there with me, and then I said, okay, let's quickly look at the budget here, and then they have their flowers equals, I won't mention the number. But I look at that and I say, flowers. And my first question was, do we really need flowers? And so I asked the coordinator, don't you guys maybe have tablecloths with flowers on it? When that didn't work, I came up with another idea. I said, what if we make it a bring a flower banquet? You bring your own flower. But I cannot imagine that we're going to be paying for flowers on the table. So we might maybe have a bring a flower banquet. But again, it's the woman's eye to see something to just make it more beautiful. Men can view life quite clinically, the way that we do everything, the way we set the table. Women just set the table differently. We had the phrase over for dinner last night, Rob and Sandy, and my 8-year-old set the table, and she's making little, I see her from here, she's actually in the service. She's making these, she has these little stands with little name tags on it for every person that is sitting around the table. For Rob, for Sandy, Vilma slept over last night, Vilma's little name on it, my name on it, and where everyone is sitting. And the way the whole table is set out is just, it's just different. Because that's what women do, no matter how old they are. They do things beautifully. The way that they wrap gifts is different than the way that men wrap gifts. You know, usually on your birthday, whether the gift was wrapped by your husband or your child. Or a friend, you know whether it was given by the friend or by the friend's wife that wrapped it for him. Women just have that ability. A couple of weeks ago, I had to help my daughter with a school project, and the school project was on insects. And I said, what were you thinking of doing? And she said, I was thinking of doing a butterfly, and I was thinking of doing a bee. And I thought to myself, sure, butterfly, bee. Everyone was probably doing butterflies and bees. I said, let me help you. And I started Googling insects. And so I found different insects. I found the Goliath beetle. I said, yes, let's do that. The Goliath beetle is a beetle that's about this size, and it eats dog food. then I found what's called the assassin bug. Now, the assassin bug has for its mouth, it has a straw. And with that straw, what it does, it goes to its prey. With that straw, injects venom into their body that liquefies the inside of their body. And then he sucks it back up through the straw. Oh, sweetie, let's do that. That's men. Women as butterflies. They bring beauty. Where does this beauty come from? It comes from the inside, and it just flows to the outer side, and it's the flow of their beauty that we see all around us. It's the beauty of their tender-heartedness. They have the ability to feel with others. They have the ability to feel for others. Whether that other is their husband, whether that other is their kids, someone else's kids, or even the neighbor's kids, it doesn't matter. God has blessed woman with the ability to feel for others. I recently met with a new friend, friendship that I'm building, where the guy was sharing with me just sort of the different stresses that he's experiencing at work. And he's definitely gone through very difficult things and politics at work like everybody else. And very hard for him. And we spoke through that and tried to be as empathetic as I could. And I then asked him, how's your wife doing? And he said to me, oh, she cries almost every night. And I said, why? And she said, because of what I'm going through at work. She's crying on his behalf. She is crying for him because she feels with him. That is the tenderness and the beauty of woman. Women, I believe, and some might disagree with me, love animals more than men do, or certainly more than I do. Whether it's the cat, the dog, or the rhino. I too want to save the rhino, but it doesn't mean I want a sticker on my car. I just want the car to be clean. Women have a greater heart for the hurts of the world than men do. For vulnerability. For those that are vulnerable. For the downtrodden. For those that are experiencing pain and loss. Whether that loss is a friend who lost love. Whether that loss is a friend that never found love. The loss of a dream or the loss of hope. Women feel deeply. Women have a tenderness about them, without which our world would in all honesty be very cold, hard, and clinical. There is a beauty in everything they do. There's a beauty in their kindness, whether it's a note to someone, a flower, a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, a meal that is brought over to a friend's home. There is beauty in their relational sensitivity, how they're able to pick up on someone's emotions and know what it is that they feel and what they're experiencing. Many a time, my wife and I have been in meetings, whether it be staff meetings, leadership meetings, whatever kind of meeting, and we leave the event, we get into the car. I thought the meeting went very well. We get into the car, and she says to me, how do you feel like that meeting went? Then I think to myself, well, up to now. And then she would say, how do you think that person felt when you maybe said that? How do you think they felt when you responded that way? And these are things that men are just completely oblivious to. Yet God has blessed women with relational sensitivity. There is the beauty of their courage, their resolve, their fortitude. I think of how many great women, even in our fellowship, have through the years stayed faithful, even though their husbands never became Christians. How they fought to be a submissive wife with a gentle and quiet spirit, although their husband does not treat them at all the way that they deserve to be treated. They remain committed to what God has called them to do, to be beautiful. There is the beauty of their discernment, how they can save us from disaster, their compassion, their gentleness, their care, their adaptability, their generosity, their sincerity, their ability to multitask and. So you see, Mr. Alien, God made us in his image so that we could mirror him into the world, so the world might be filled with his glory, his, in Hebrew or in Greek, doxa, his splendor, his beauty, his majesty, as the water covers the sea. And I believe that that is part of why God made woman, through woman, that his glory, his splendor, his beauty and his majesty would flow and spread through our world. So, Mr. Alien, there is my word, beauty. That is how I would describe them to you. Women are simply beautiful.